Primary season is finally coming to an end. Massachusetts voters went to the polls right after Labor Day to nominate their candidates. Attorney and Marine Corps veteran John Deaton easily defeated two other Republican candidates and will now face Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren in the general election. Obviously, Senator Warren will be considered a prohibitive favorite in this most Democratic of states. None of the 9 House members face serious opposition in the general election, especially with 6 of the 9 Massachusetts representatives running unopposed. Next Tuesday's nomination in Delaware, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island will finally close the nomination process in all 50 states. Survey USA's Nebraska statewide poll again delivers unwelcome news for Republican Senator Deb Fischer, who is seeking her 3rd term in office. Here, the Democrats are not fielding a candidate, instead throwing their backing behind an independent contender to form a coalition, similar to the way the Utah Democrats backed independent Evan McMullen in 2022. Though polling was suggesting a close race in Utah, the end result found Senator Mike Lee generally uniting right-of-center voters and winning re-election with a 53-43% vote spread. In this Nebraska poll, Senator Fischer posts only a 1-point edge, 39-38%, over local union president Dan Osborne, who is running on the independent ballot line. While Mr. Osborne, standing at 38%, is likely what one would expect for a left-of-center candidate in Nebraska, Senator Fisher's 39% poll total suggests a severe underperformance. Last week, St. Pete Polls released an online survey that found Democrat Whitney Fox leading Florida freshman Republican Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna of St. Petersburg by a 48-44% clip. WPA Intelligence released their survey research data, which shows the exact opposite ballot test result. According to WPAI, Representative Luna has a mirror image 48-43% advantage. It is likely that the WPAI numbers are the better gauge, since their data is more consistent with the district's voter history. Still, this will be a competitive election down the home stretch. The time for states to begin sending absentee ballots to voters is fast approaching. The first to begin mailing ballots is North Carolina, and their deadline for posting is the end of this week. 3 states will open early voting polling places on the 20th of this month: Minnesota, South Dakota, and Virginia. A 4th, Illinois, will follow suit 6 days later. All but 3 domains, Alabama, Mississippi, and New Hampshire, feature some form of early voting. Clearly, early voting changes campaign strategies and certainly the political calendar. Instead of Election Day, we now have Election Month. Charting early voting has become a valuable way of monitoring voter intensity, which often is a victory momentum indicator. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.